A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I think when I was like maybe 9 years old, I went into the attic of my parents' house, my house at the time, and I found my dad's guitar from when he was in college. And I remember pulling it out. It was an Ovation guitar. It had like this rounded back on it, kind of guitar that was very short-lived kind of construction of guitars. But I was just starting to get more into music at that time, and like through skateboarding had kind of found like a lot of punk music and stuff like that, so I just kind of pulled it out and started playing it. He was very upset with me when he found out that I took his guitar, even though he hadn't touched it in years. It was like dusty and shit. So singing was a little bit more difficult for me. I remember like I was really nervous about singing. I played in a couple of bands, played guitar, and they would always try to get me to sing backup vocals, and I was always very nervous about it, like very uncomfortable about being on stage and singing because I didn't have much self-confidence with my singing voice. And at some point, I started to write songs, probably when I was like around like 15 or 16 years old, and it took me probably about 3 or 4 years to have the courage to play them for anyone, but I moved to New York City, and in New York there was like a kind of circuit of open mics and things like that, and I thought that it would be a good opportunity to go to these places as a complete unknown stranger to everybody, and maybe I would be able to get over my nerves by playing songs at these open mics, these people. So, and I remember being like, okay, I can do this. I can definitely do this.
Like spinning wheels that don't know where they end. Spend most of my life moving and trading all my friends. And I lost myself to something, but I don't remember when. In the new morning light, I found an old way to live. This ghost town kid, the home I built, I was destined to destroy. All the girls' faces that line my bed, I thought from foreign shores. And this dancer that I know, she said she'd always keep me close. So I call on her from time to time when I'm scared and I'm alone. And I cover my eyes till the living were fed. Found alternative sides to the things that were said. Mm-hmm. My ideas like spinning wheels that don't know where they end. Spend most of my life moving and trading all my friends. And I lost myself to something, but I don't remember when. In the new morning light, I found an old way to live. And I cover my eyes to the living within. Found alternative sides to the things that were said. With prescription pills on mere surfaces. In the cover of night, I found my own way to live. And the war that they crave, it's about to exist. With compassion retreats and the death toll persists. So I'll call her tonight just to be comforted. Even if it's false, it's what I want. I just want this to end.
Tonight I will be playing with two of my good friends from back home, Josh and Eric. We're a three-piece rock band that's just drums, bass, and electric guitar. I think one of the most special parts about playing music is playing with the people that you love, and it's really cool to be a songwriter because I can kind of have an open door to experiment with playing with like a lot of friends of mine. And when I make records, I usually invite a lot of my friends in to kind of help with the instrumentation and things like that. And it's always different. Like, when you're playing guitars with someone, it's always a different experience depending on who you're teaming up with. And so I always prefer to play with my friends. We've done a couple tours as a three-piece like this. It's really easy to just, like, get in a car or a van and go, and it's, like, a really small operation, which works really well at this level. But before that, like, kind of always rotating and inviting friends out with me, and I think in the future there'll be a bigger band, hopefully. But I guess only time will tell.
Three wolves tied with the yellow moon on an old t-shirt. She laughed in your room. You look different over dial tones when I'm falling asleep in our dressing room. Downtown, they're staying occupied with the painted signs outside the BNY. Is this what you call paradise? 'Cause the dream looks different in real life. Try to connect all the stars tonight with your cracked jaw dreams. We'll be right back. One night as an astronaut can redefine your life. So the lines get blurred and your speech gets slurred, tangles up like wires. You've made up your mind, watched all this beautiful die. One night by Chapala Lake, you call to mind her attic space. She talks to you in the silent truth, her green eyes burning bright. We hang like ghosts tonight, watched all this beautiful die. We're always out here waiting for something to arrive, and often we've gone missing, like disconnected flights. The airport at night is empty, so we're looking towards the sky to let all that is beautiful die.
Follow me. I've been in bands since 1999, and I was mainly in Liverpool in the north of England. Played a load of punk festivals and did a load of DIY touring. Moved to Bristol and left the old band and started something brand new. And there was another bassist and another drummer. And we did loads of DIY touring of Europe and the UK, went over to the States, all totally DIY. And we've gone through a couple of bassists because people have jobs and, you know, they can't put time and energy into this much of, you know.
Well, I was playing trumpet in a ska band for a while. And I decided, you know, I've had enough of playing trumpet. It's not really my bag anymore. So I was friends. I had seen Caves play the first few shows they'd ever played, and I thought it was really cool. And I thought, I'd really like to play bass in this band. I remember thinking that vividly. and then the opportunity arose, so I learnt bass, and here I am.
It's all right. It's like we don't need another guitarist because he plays bass, like fills out the sound as if we've got another guitar.
Bye.
I've been living in Liverpool for 10 years and felt a bit bored of the place and moved back to close to where my family are. So the rest of the band, I think we'd played for about 10 years, so we decided to wrap it up. And I wanted to try something new. It's always great to start something new. You put so much more energy into it. There's much more life, and starting something new sort of... Liverpool is different to Bristol because there's different people involved in the punk scene. But there's different scenes, but everyone is linked. That's what's great about the DIY punk community, the network in the UK. All these cities are linked together. People know each other, and people help each other out. So it was almost like picking up where I left off. I moved, and I was able to just carry on.
You're taking me forever. You're taking me forever. to winter, and the rain it fell like snow.
We compose them together, so yeah. we have different song ideas separately, then we'll come and show each other what our ideas are, and then we both finish the song together. And then when we record, I normally play guitar and I sing, but I also play drums, so when we record, I do the drums as well. And it's working really well. It's amazing how quickly you can work when there's only two of you.
Yeah.
Our friends, our peers, more than influence from big artists, you know. So it's, I think, we emulate the styles that our friends play as well. I think we try and do two big tours a year. Normally in the spring we'll do a European tour, like 4 weeks, and then we'll do hopefully a US tour in October, normally around the fest, which happens in Gainesville. It's a massive punk festival with we basically tour around those two times in the year. I mean, we both have other things that we do. Like, I've had jobs. Been working 3 jobs for the last 2 years to afford to do everything, you know, so it's not, we can't do it 100% of the time yet.
Thanks.